Fish?
Aye.
Saltzman?
Aye.
Leonard?
Aye.
Adams?
Aye. So the amendment passes. So we have enough people next week to do an emergency?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm not sure I can support it, though. But just kidding.
Okay. How many people have signed up?
No one signed up.
Just a second.
All right. Then I'm going to hold it over 1 week because this is going to happen one way or another. Commissioner Fritz will have the opportunity next week to either vote for it or against it. I just want to make sure if she votes against it next week.
It can't be an emergency, can it?
Well, right now what we've done, and we've just amended it, goes next week. It's an emergency ordinance. If everybody votes yes, as they've indicated, it passes.
But if the commissioner votes no,
if
then
she votes
you have
no,
to
Mayor,
pull the emergency and
then you'd have
set
to
it over.
Pull, and it would not, and you and I will not be present. You will not be present for the next week, so it gets more.
Okay, so I'm going to take off the emergency. Go with my original idea on processing. I'm going to take off the emergency clause. We'll vote on it today in a non-emergency manner. We will also consider it in an emergency form next week, so that I can. That's the best I think I can do.
Can we do that?
You're right. Thank you.
Right.
All right. Well, it looks like Commissioner Fritz is in the command seat here. So take off the emergency clause.
I would leave the emergency clause on. Wait till next week.
I would encourage you.
At that point, if there's a problem,
we
will move.
This is unfortunate, very unfortunate. But the signal hopefully is being sent. We got to manage the city. Sometimes we have to be stewards before we're popular. So it moves to next week in an emergency basis for another consideration. All right, next item on the agenda.
Mayor, a point of order. I have to go to do some interviews for a hire. Can we just inquire of Commissioner Leonard whether there's a report to come back to council on the other matter?
I'm assuming I see the parties in here. Could we have maybe a PBOC come forward and tell us what we're going to be voting on?
Yeah, thank you. Did anything happen?
Stewards are not popular. I like that. Kurt Kruger, Office of Transportation. I think we're 99% there. There is still disagreement, but I think that's at a deeper level than what's at stake in the vacation itself. So what I've got for you is a very rough exhibit. We would propose to be back next week with a final map for a final vote. It is a compromise. It is a compromise of 10 feet of right-of-way to be vacated on both sides of the petitioner's property, as well as the darker shaded areas to the west, the Cactus Jacks and Mr. Johnson's. They would also be included in that 10 feet, as was indicated in their very original street vacation. Southwest 43rd would also be proposed to be vacated. On the ground as it sits today, this will not have 1 ounce of impact for a vehicular or parking movement that sits there today. It is a cleaning up of some property lines to a standard right-of-way width that we would have today, but it does not impact businesses.
This does include the 10 feet for the Southwest auto body?
Yes. I'm sorry. No, it stops right at their property line. Their property was not part of the original vacation as proposed in 1997.
And what do you propose to come back to council with next week?
Something a little bit cleaner than the hand-drawn map that we have here that formalizes that with more of a legal-looking document that can be adopted and recorded with the county.
Good. Any discussion or direction from council? Is this something that people are generally supportive of? All right, so we'll come back next week to pro forma adopt it. Thank you.
Thank you all.
Appreciate it, everybody. All right, that gets us to item number 261.
260.
I'm sorry, 260, yeah.
Accept bid of Tapani Underground, Inc. for the Stilling Basin Right Bank Improvements for $646,865.
Yes, Ms. Moody and team.
Christine Moody, Procurement Services. You have before you the procurement report recommending a contract award to Tapani Underground in the amount of $646,865. The city identified 6 divisions of work for potential minority women and emerging small business subcontracting opportunities. Subcontracting participation on this project at bid time was 3.4%, with work being performed in the area of concrete cutting. Since the bid closing, my office worked with Tappany to identify additional tracking work for women for a woman-owned business, bringing the MWSB subcontracting participation level up to 18.9% on this project. So I'll turn this back over to council if there are any questions regarding the bidding process. There's also people here from the Water Bureau to answer technical questions and representatives from Tappany if you have any questions of the contractor.
Discussion from council.
Good job on getting the MWSB up.
Yeah.
18%.
That's really good work. Thank you. And I do have a question about how was the project approved in terms of environmental review for the new riprap?
Could you say your question again?
How was the actual project of what this contract is going to do approved? What kind of environmental review process did it go through?
Oh, yeah, it went through all of the environmental reviews for it. So we had, you know, a 1200C, went through the Corps 404, the DSL authorization. We're going to be working in the river, so it went through. We have all of the, you know, we have our bid package right here, and we have all of our permits and all of the reviews already in hand right here in the bid package. So
thank you very much.
Yep.
All right. Anyone wish to testify on this matter? Then I'll entertain a report to accept the procurement report.
So moved.
A motion, I'm sorry. Moved. It's been moved and seconded. Carla, can you please call the vote on the motion?
Good work, thank you. Aye.
Saltzman?
Aye.
Leonard?
Aye.
Adams?
Aye. Can you please read the title for emergency ordinance item number 261?
Authorized grant agreements of $28,138 for East Portland Neighbors, $1,250 for Park Rose Heights United Methodist Church, and $9,633 for North Portland Community Works to administer neighborhood small grants and communications funds.
Commissioner Fritz.
Thank you, Mayor, and thank you, Commissioner Leonard, for staying late. Thank you all for staying late. So we'll try and make this as brief as possible, but we did want to have the opportunity to talk about these wonderful grants. This is the 5th year of the city providing funded for the neighborhood small grants through the 7 neighborhood district coalitions. And that while budget cuts have reduced funding for this 5th year of the grant program, Portland's Neighborhood Coalition and District offices will be giving out approximately $90,000 for community projects to be completed in 2011. I'll turn it over to our distinguished panelists.
Thank you. I'm Mike Vanderveen, and from the Hazelwood Neighborhood Association again. Thank you for having me again. I'm a member of the East Portland Neighborhood Small Grant Selection Committee, and I'm here to thank you for providing funding for the neighborhood small grants and tell you about what has been happening with the program. The small grants funding is a wonderful way to empower East Portlanders to bring community together around neighborhood projects and events that they design themselves. This is an amazing engagement tool. You'll see evidence of this in the pictures from last year's grantees on each slide on your screen there.
Let me just interrupt to clarify, which was part of my should have been part of my introduction. What we heard earlier this morning was the East Portland Action Plan. These are grants that are going to the East Portland Neighborhood Office, so it's a different funding stream and a different set of people doing the work, even though you yourself are the same person doing the work.
So true. And another difference is that the East Portland Action Plan chose to take monies that were granted to them and use to create a grant program. So it wasn't something that was coming straight out of the city. So it's not just always going to be there. It can come and go with the East Portland Action Plan, whereas the Neighborhood Small Grants Program is a great program that has been really stable for the last 3-4 years, and we really appreciate it. So before I start, I want to acknowledge that funding of the Coalition newspaper is also part of what you're voting on today, the East Portland Neighborhood Association News. Our mailing list of 7,000 constitutes a minimum number of direct mailings for each issue that comes out. Your offices should also be on our mailing list. You may have noticed that the Neighborhood Small Grants Awards for this year are featured on the front page of the most recent issue. And feel free to pass that around if you want. The committee that chooses how to distribute the funds that you provide is made up of community members who are recommended by chairs of the East Portland Neighborhood Associations. The committee includes representatives from neighborhood associations, a business association, a school district, a faith community, an immigrant community, local library, and the local community center. Last year, we gave out 14 grants totaling $3,775 and leveraged $105,078. Included in this figure are 3,304 volunteer hours. Funds went to community events, education projects, community activities, and a youth program. This year, we saw a 40% increase in applications over last year, yet we will distribute 25% fewer funds. Even so, our applicants are getting more savvy, and we project that an 18% increase in what we will leverage using this money in the community through other funding, in-kind donations, and volunteer time. So we're working. The program is soaking into the community, and community members are getting more savvy about using the money. I also wanted to point out that this year there is a requirement that all the projects involve an East Portland Neighborhood Association in some way. So the funds are helping to build neighborhood association capacity. That's really the purpose, and that also distinguishes between this program and the action plan. This can be a stretch for the applicants as well as neighborhood associations. With your favorable vote today, the 2011 grants will seed 10 community events, one immigrant youth project, and two community gardens. Now I'd like to invite Kathy, one of our 2010 neighborhood small grantees, to take a couple minutes to talk about her project.
My name is Kathy Gould, and I'm a member of Glenford Church, which is located in East Portland. After about a year and a half ago, members of our church had a vision of making our property available for gardening to the apartment residents who live near our church. Neighbors and church members formed a committee, did a lot of research, and we wrote grants requesting money to buy materials to build the community garden. And I'm here to share with you how the Portland Neighborhood Small Grant Program had a positive effect on our community. So I have some pictures here to share with you. This is what our property looked like in the beginning. We have a pathway that goes over to the Max line. We're right on the corner of 143rd and Burnside. And right at that time, that was all grass and kind of weeds. And we have a landscaper who came in and helped us along with the, we got the small neighborhood grant, and that enabled us to take the sod off and put in our watering system. And then this was in July, and we were able to start growing at that time. We have about 20 plots. We have two raised beds, and everybody who's gardening in our garden is an apartment dweller, which is pretty exciting. We had David Douglas Construction class come in, and they built a shed. And then the front of the garden right on Burnside, we built a native plant bedding area. And we used Metro Plans to build our hot composting system. And then also there's a picture there of a giant pumpkin bed that the neighborhood children came and they planted that. We had a dinner in October, and we invited the gardeners and the church members and the neighborhood. And then this is actually building the plant beds. And this is kind of what it looks like today. This picture was taken in January. So what we gained from this project, collaboration, a chance to work together, learn and build positive relationships, and build something great for the community. Connections. Building the garden has also built connections within our community. We now have connections with our East Portland Neighborhood Office. They've been a great resource to us. The MAX Action Plan, Glenfair and Hazelwood Neighborhood Associations, Glenfair Elementary School and David Douglas High School, Park Rose Heights Community Garden, Peace Brethren Community Garden, Lifegate Baptist Church, and then several other community gardens that are just in the planning phases right now. We're becoming a mentor for those those gardens true. The appreciation comes from, we were working out in the garden, building the native beds, and people would walk by and they'd say, thank you. And it took me a long time to figure out, why are they saying thank you? And we finally figured out that they were thanking us for building something really nice in the community. People really appreciated that. And we developed an appreciation for our neighbors through this garden, too. In November, we held an informal evaluation with our gardeners, and this is what we learned. We learned that we raised over 300 pounds of produce in that really crummy growing season last year where there was a lot of rain. 30 pounds of that was donated to SnowCap. We learned that 500 hours of community volunteer service time was donated to build the garden. And then this is the quote that was written on one evaluation that really touches my heart. A gardener wrote that, I've lived here for 2 years without any real sense of community. This garden plot got me and the kids out of the apartment and meeting our neighbors. And that really means a lot, I think. So we thank you, the City of Portland, and our grantors. We had two other grants, by the way. One was an EPAP grant, and the other was a Community Watershed Stewardship Program grant to help build our garden. And thank you for the opportunity to share about the garden.
Good afternoon, Mayor and Commissioners. My name is Nova Newcomer, and I'm here representing the members of the North Portland Neighborhood Services Grant Committee. Just to let you know a little bit more about me, I have a young child who's three. I work with the Center at Portland State, the Center for Women, Politics, and Policy. And my first involvement with North Portland Neighborhood Services was getting them to allow me to rent the tables and chairs for free that they have down at the firehouse so that I could do a fundraiser for Sunday Parkways. One of the things I believe very strongly is that if you like events and projects in your community, that you need to stand up and support them. So it was very helpful to get that those resources so I could host the fundraiser to do that. I think the other piece that's important is that I'm actually a new grant committee member. I love where I live. I love North Portland. I love Portland because I grew up here. And I also believe that if you love where you live, it comes with responsibility. And about a few months before I put in an application to be on the committee, I was talking to my husband about, I wish that there was some organization that was put together that I could do work on investments in my neighborhood. And I even talked about it being North Portland Investments. And I got an email from a moms group that I'm on, the North Portland Moms Group, calling for applications for this committee. And I was so pleased to find out that there was already an infrastructure there to allow me to engage with investing in my community. And so I think you've heard these wonderful projects that come out of these grant committees, but also the committee itself is a really important part of community engagement. Rather than just making a recommendation to a government body requesting action, the committee is composed of North Portland neighborhood residents. The majority of committee members in ours is they don't sit on neighborhood association boards, so it's a new way for people to be involved. And, you know, we spend hours going over dozens of applications and really take action and responsibility to fund what we think are really worthy community building projects. And part of the process that I found really illuminating this year, it was my first year being in the room where we were deciding what to fund, was just, you know, that everyone came together that night and we were going to be there until we decided and made the hard decisions about what to fund, and all of these projects were very worthy. But we also wanted to make sure that our dollars were well spent to get the maximum impact. So we thought about criteria like, you know, are we looking at all of North Portland? Are we funding projects in various geographic regions in North Portland? Are we funding education? Are we funding arts? You know, really looking at a diverse array of criteria for what to fund so that we really were making the maximum impact in the community. Just to give you an example of one of our projects that I think is just really illustrative of why these programs are so important is the St. John's Farmers Market Roosevelt High School internship program that we funded this year. And the funds will provide three Roosevelt High School teens with what we believe to be critical summer employment. So they'll get experience working on, you know, at the St. John's Farmers Market, learning about supporting local agriculture, promoting food security in the community. And at the same time, the market, as you know, reaches hundreds of North Portland residents each Saturday through the growing season. But doing the work that I do at the center at Portland State, I know that, you know, youth opportunity is a really key part of any community investment, because for people to see that there are jobs that actually have a thread to a potential career or other involvement down the road, I think is really important. So granted, we've all probably done our pizza jobs and Subway jobs, but giving kids a job at the farmer's market, I think, actually builds career skills for later on. So I'm really proud of that project that we did. We have a small pool of dollars, as you know, and we've funded this year, we'll fund 7 community building programs. And just to sort of give you another example of the types of projects, it's not just youth, it's also looking at the environment, looking at underserved North Portlanders. We actually helped a food bank, we're helping a food bank to restore the foundation so that they have dry storage for the food that they hand out. So we really feel like we're not just giving opportunities for these projects, but also ways for people to plug in to being active and investing in their community. And I think those two things are really important at the same time. Thank you for the opportunity to talk to you today.
Thank you very much, and thank you to Richard Bixby and Paul Leisner and Tom Griffin-Vallade, who are here, and Brian Hoop in the neighborhood office.
Anyone wish to testify on this matter? So this is an emergency. Is that right?
Yes.
And the purpose of it being an emergency is?
To get the money into the community as quickly as possible.
Carla, would you please call the vote?
Fritz. Thank you very much for waiting and enjoying watching Democracy in Action this morning. And thank you for all your work in the community. Aye.
Saltzman.
Good work. These sound like very good grants. Aye.
Leonard.
And I agree. Thank you. Aye.
Adams.
Having worked hard as a commissioner to get this grant program up and running, I was hopeful it would succeed, and then you show that it exceeds beyond my wildest initial imagination, and thank you for being such a great partner. Aye. Approved. We're recessed till 6 p.m., where we're meeting, is that right, at the port?
Airport.
We're voting today, so that's okay. I think you're okay. So let us.